When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura, so stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثأرك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. بأبي أنت وأمي. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. لقد عظم مصابي بك. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station and honored me through you أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. I ask Allah to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. We discussed different aspects and commentary points regarding وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكْ and honored me through you. Perhaps this kind of karama that we have so far discussed in the previous episodes of the program. And the karama spoken about in this phrase, وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكْ, could be the wilaya and guardianship and mahabba and love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who is one of the infallible imams of the Ahlul Bayt. Indeed, their guardianship is true, and it is the intact version of Islam, and it cannot be acquired except through this kind of Islam. They were given the responsibility to safeguard, to communicate the true message of Islam, and they did so with utmost care and responsibility. That's why we said in the previous episodes that one of the possible meanings of this وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكْ and honored me through you could be in the aspect of taqwa and God-wariness. So the Almighty Allah ennobled the station of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as we saw and we could experience what happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He thought only of the Almighty Allah's aims and nothing else, and that's why this happened in the plains of Karbala. And now, akramani bik, and honored me through you. So we have to try to get closer to the station of mercy through God-wariness and taqwa. So that's why Imam Hussein alayhi salam did try to fulfill his responsibilities in the aspect of wilaya and guardianship.
We people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Regarding this part, wa akramani bik, it can be said that we have one tradition from Imam Baqir alayhi salam that Imam Baqir, after mentioning the verse Tabaraka ismu rabbika dhil jalali wal ikram, blessed is the name of your Lord who is the majestic and munificent, he said, فَنَحْنُ جَلَالُ اللَّهِ وَكَرَامَتُهُ, we are the majesty of Allah and his greatness. الَّتِي أَكْرَمَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى الْعِبَادِ بِطَاعَتِنَا, with which Allah honored his servants through obeying us. Elsewhere, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, مَا يَضُرُّ مَنْ أَكْرَمَهُ اللَّهُ بِأَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْ شِيعَتِنَا مَا أَصَابَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْحَشِيشِ. Whosoever Allah honors to be among our Shias is not harmed by what afflicts him in the world, even if he is not able to procure something to eat except grass. In the well-known Ziyara Jami'a Kabira, how do we address the infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt? We say, As-salamu alaykum ya Ahl Baytin Nubuwa. Peace be upon you, O household of the Prophethood. Wa mawdi'a Risala, O the station of apostleship. Wa mukhtalafil Malaika, the place where the angels descend and ascend, and then we continue saying salam and peace be upon you until we reach this part. وأصول الكرم وقادة الأمم, the roots of greatness, أصول الكرم, and the leaders of nations, وقادة الأمم. It is a very interesting explanation in which we see in Allama Majlisi describing this phrase Usul al-Karam. He says, Usul al-Karam means al-Karim al-Jawad al-Mu'ti. Usul al-Karam is the one who is generous, the one who is open-handed, the one who is giver, or the one who comprehends in himself all kinds of good, all kinds of loftiness and virtue. Both the meanings and their perfect levels are apparent in them. Of course, there is another probability mentioned by Allama Majlisi, and it is that what is meant by Usul al-Karam is that the infallible Imams are the means of conferring Allah's honor onto the servants of this world, and both in this world actually, and in hereafter. So these are two possible meanings mentioned by Allama Majlisi describing the phrase wa usul al-karam. So when we say and ask the Almighty Allah actually In this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, فَأَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَكْرَمَ مَقَامَكَ وَأَكْرَمَنِي بِكَ and honored me through you, it could be actually seen from this perspective. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.